The Rapid Support Forces, the militia that's backed by the United Arab Emirates, has been committing massacres since it took Al-Fashir last week. We're talking about thousands of civilians. It's not entirely the extent of the genocidal violence is still not fully known, but what survivors and others are reporting on are really moments that are unprecedented or with very little precedent in history. One can only think about Srebrenica or early days of Rwanda, the Rwandan genocide, and the World Health Organization has reported that the RSF killed 460 patients in the last remaining hospital in Al-Fashir, while those struggling to escape are shot on the road to Tawila or nearby displacement camp and other areas. So the situation is absolutely catastrophic, and we don't know the fate of the over 200,000 remaining civilians who are right now experiencing this door-to-door campaign of RSF mass killing.
Tell me a little bit about Al-Fashir. I understand it's the capital of a strategically important region there.
It's the capital of North Darfur. So the people living there have fled genocide in the past. We're talking about, two decades ago, people who have fled to Al-Fashir, and more recently from surrounding areas after the RSF has attacked and committed mass killing and targeted violence, sexual violence on a systematic scale against the non-Arab communities there. Now it's the largest city in North Darfur, and as I said, hundreds of thousands of civilians are now defenseless and vulnerable to what the RSF has been vowing to do, which is hunt down and kill members of the non-Arab community. They see every civilian as a military target, and the situation demands immediate international emergency action, coordinated collective response, unless humanity wants to live with another final phase of genocide unfolding on our conscience.
As you mentioned earlier, this is the second genocidal attack in this region that just this century. Are the RSF linked in any way to the Janjaweed Arab militias of 20 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. The RSF is basically a rebranded version of the Janjaweed, only now they are empowered by even more sophisticated weaponry from the United Arab Emirates, which also hosts their business empire and is using the RSF as basically essentially a proxy to secure access to the country's massive gold reserves and agricultural access and access to the Red Sea. So the UAE is basically driving the RSF today and empowering it on a much grander scale to commit the atrocities that it's the unspeakable genocide. This is how the UAE is basically conducting business in the 21st century.
Let's talk, get into the background a little bit of this conflict. This is basically a war between rival military factions of the old Sudanese military, right?
Started out as basically a power struggle between General Burhan and and Hemeti, the head of the RSF. But now in Darfur, basically the RSF has taken over virtually all of Darfur. And so there's no more safe haven for the non-Arab community specifically, who have been subjected to genocidal violence for the last 20 years, but now on a much more increased and systematic scale as of late. But the SAF and, the Sudanese Armed Forces now is essentially fighting with the RSF, but there are other armed groups in the region as well. But the RSF now is the dominant force, which is absolutely horrific and terrifying. because they are, as I mentioned, committing massacres with impunity and without abandon and with no shame, and actually recording their atrocities for the world to see. Social media videos are circulating. So it's essentially the most blatant and brazen display of you know, we don't care. This, we're going to show the world, and we know we're not going to be punished for it. That is what is so shocking and hard to believe. And as someone who has worked on this atrocity prevention for a while, I myself am stunned by the lack of urgent international response to stop the genocidal violence by cutting off the funds and arms and pressuring the states and corporate entities that are fueling this violence. I'm talking about, you know, mainly the United Arab Emirates, but the gold trade and cracking down on all of these elements that are supplying the RSF and using opportunities at the international level that have been abused for so long to delay and have the perpetrators themselves speak at the tables to start intervening in a more urgent way, because we don't know the fate, as I mentioned, of these thousands of civilians, and they need international protection today.